you have a clear picture of what the situation would be?
As in their defense?
No, your situation. Where you'll be starting?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the call from coach. So Sam and I are both studying hard. Thad's in there, and Steven the same way. So we're all working hard, and we'll all be ready to play.
Are you approaching this week any differently?
No, they're all the same. You know, you got to prepare like you're going to play. Either just in case you get in or you end up starting the game, it doesn't really make a difference.
How much more enhanced is your knowledge and grasp of this offense now compared to when you went through it a year ago?
Oh, sure. I mean, anytime you get reps in the offseason, you know, all during OTAs, preseason training camp, all that, you know, every experience, every repetition can only help your knowledge and your grasp of the offense. So I feel good with it. I feel comfortable, and be ready to go.
This time last year, you knew it was going to be a 6 to 8 week thing. When right. it's more uncertain, does that change it from your perspective?
Not really. You know, you got to approach them all the same way, and it's a good test mentally and a good test of your preparation. But, you know, you're accountable to all these guys in the locker room and all the coaches that work so hard, so we all have to be ready to play and go out and do our best to win.
Guys said yesterday that this offense seems to move at a quicker pace when you're on the center. Why do you think that is?
Like I said, I just feel comfortable with the system and the calls. with the calls and, you know, I just have fun running it and playing.
Been good and there's been bad, but how can you cut down on the turnovers?
Oh, you just got to be smart with the ball and understand the situation and what we need at the time, and you know, we'll do a good job of pushing the pace and then analyzing where we're at and what we need to accomplish on that specific play.
What were your emotions after the game on Sunday? What did you do?
What did I do post game?
Yeah.
Took a shower and went home, watched the film, and got ready to play the Bucks.
And what were the emotions like? I mean, getting back in there for the
emotionally?
First time. Yeah. Obviously, didn't end the
game. Yeah, I mean, we lost the game, so emotionally, it wasn't very fun.
What's it been like for you this year, just in terms of being patient? You know, coming off last year, a lot of playing time, and then the quarterback situation changes with Sam here. What's it been like for you to wait to this point?
You know, it's just been good to be a part of a great ball club. It's been fun to be around the same guys again and get a chance to really work on some stuff in the off season and footwork stuff and offensively, you know, specific plays and looks that I'm going to see. That was nice to get to do in the offseason. And then now when you get a chance to potentially play, you just relish in that opportunity and want to make the most of it.
How difficult is it to be patient? You know, your whole career, high school, college, just in that you're starting, you're playing, beginning of your career, and you're starting. Come in here and make play and not play. How difficult is it to get used to that?
It's not so bad. I mean, you just, like I said, you got to force yourself and push yourself mentally to prepare like you're going to play. Whether you get the reps or not during practice, you have to take those reps mentally. Or if you get them physically, then you really got to make the most of them. And just log those looks in your brain and kind of build almost a Rolodex of specific looks and things that you anticipate for that week. But, you know, it's a good test.
Mark, the players have acknowledged that the tempo is quicker. Did you have to work on that a little bit more, or were you working on it a little bit more in practice to kind of get them in sync with the speed that you like to run the offense?
I think every player is different, and, you know, we've gone over that. I feel comfortable in the system, and I think it suits some of my strong points as a player and a quarterback, so we'll just continue to you know, get comfortable, and if I get to play, then great. If not, then...
No, but with the other players getting into your pace, it's basically, it's a little quicker, obviously.
I mean, you just, we're just trying to go as fast as we can, and then, you know, play as smart as we can as well, and have great attention to detail and make good decisions.
You
know
what the narrative... It seemed last year you had guys like Jordan, Zach, who you were very comfortable with.
They're still here.
But you add in... Either DeMarco, Miles Austin, Nelson Aguilar. What's your comfort level with those guys? Who the background's not there?
Yeah, I think, you know, like we talked about, the most important thing is getting those reps. And as the season goes on, these guys are only going to get more and more comfortable. And now, you know, we're reaching a point in the season where I think the comfort level is growing for everybody, and we're all anticipating what coach is calling instead of just reacting to it, you know, and that's the whole point of being on the offensive, you know, and really attacking. So I think guys really understand that, and it's only growing and getting better.
I noticed yesterday, prior to practice, that you had a triangle going between you, Jordan, and Ertz, where you guys were throwing the ball back and forth to each other. What is that? Is that just a comfort with them?
Oh, we started that, 2 years, when I first got here, just messing around, throwing the ball before practice, warming up. So Jordan just likes to catch 1,000 balls and every day. And then Zach started to jump in and try and pick the passes off, and so he's kind of gotten in the mix. But it's just messing around.
Is all the change overblown that you guys have made on this roster, especially this year?
Oh, wow. That's all.
But is there a rhythm, a comfort thing, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a ton of comfort. I think guys are getting more and more comfortable, like we talked about. But, I mean, all those big picture questions, those are, you know, honestly, those are for you guys to handle on the periphery. We don't really think about stuff like that. We're happy all the guys are here. We know they're here for a reason. We know Chip had a plan coming into the season, and now it's our job to go out and execute and win games.